You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. There's Pa and Dickie Dozen in the kitchen doing dishes. Pa's saying,
"You know, Dickie, Ma's gonna bake us a pie just cause we're doing the dishes."
Yeah?
You see, Dickie, if you want women to appreciate you, you gotta help them out now and then.
Gosh, if helping means doing dishes with Does, that's a cinch. Well, like Ma says, Does does everything in the wash and has everything for dishes, too.
You said it, Dickie. This new kind of soap makes suds that stand up to the last dishes done.
And cuts grease like 60.
Yet Ma says it's kinder to her hands. Gee, wished we had had Does when I was courting your Ma.
Did you help Ma do dishes then?
Sure. Usually got a kiss for it, too.
Mush.
Well, you see, Dickie, dishwashing was harder then. The suds would fall flat. Not like these Does suds that stand up even through the greasy pans. You don't have to keep adding Does, either.
Bet you never had nothing like Does for cutting grease. Why, Does does it in less than half a minute.
Yep, but back in those days, I had to do lots of hard scouring for your Ma. Wanted to help save her pretty hands. Got an extra kiss for that, too.
Mush.
Of course, now with Does, things are different. Because Does being kinder to her hands, it sort of cut me out of that extra kiss. But it sure leaves Ma's hands nice and smooth.
You know, Pa.
Yeah?
I guess I'll take your advice about helping women and getting appreciated.
Why? Aiming for a kiss from Susie next door?
Gosh, no. But you see, she's got some swell new marbles. Maybe if I help her does the dishes, she'll...
Well, dozen dishes always pays. Compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does is the only one of them that gives you all this. Makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to your hands. Change to Does, D-U-Z. It has everything for dishes. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Rosie Goldberg has twisted and turned, plotted and planned, opposed her parents and defied them, all for one purpose: to expose the relation between her sister-in-law, Grace, and a neighbor named George. Right now, Rosie is pretending to be in love with George herself and is using this as an excuse for not turning over to Grace the college money which Grace and George have been after. But George is also changing under pressure, although the Goldbergs are more than ever hoodwinked by their sister-in-law. Right now, Grace is supposed to be over talking George out of a love affair with Rosie. While here at home, Molly is puzzled. Listen.
Jake, you advise me. George wants to speak to me.
Grace went over to speak to him.
You're my mother. You go over and speak to George. He wants to speak about us. Go over and speak to him, Ma.
Rosie, don't let me lose myself.
Jake, please.
How can you stand and listen, huh? How?
Rosalie, please, this is for Papa and for me to decide.
You mean it's for Grace to decide?
Rosie.
Why is Grace over there speaking to George? Why is Grace called in on everything important, every important decision in my life? Just because she married Sammy, because she's Sammy's wife? George called you, Ma. He said he wanted to speak to you.
Maybe perhaps we don't want to speak to him. Did that ever occur to you?
No, that never occurred to me because you're my parents.
Not anymore.
Jake.
Why not anymore? Then you never loved me.
Quiet.
If you can stop loving me just because I'm in love with...
Just because you did what you are doing. Yes, just because.
Jake.
Don't shake me.
Well, what did I do?
You deceived your mother and your father.
I kept what was mine.
Yours? Mine and Mama's hard-earned money.
Because it was hard-earned money.
Then it should go where it will do the most good.
And you think that giving the money to Grace for her to give to her sister is the best possible use?
Yes, 1,000 times better than it should go to you and...
And the man I love?
Molly, hold me back.
Rosalie, exit. Jake.
The man she loves, huh? Who is this man you love?
Who is this woman that Sammy loved and married? Who is she? Why didn't you take the trouble to find out?
We know who she is.
Who? She speaks so much about her sister and the trouble she's in. Did Grace ever get a letter from this sister?
What are you...
Why do you have to know more about George than you did about Grace? That's all I'm saying.
Molly.
Wait, Jake. Rosie. Why are you saying this? And why do you always say it?
Because I...
What are you trying to tell me? If it's something, say it.
I only want you to go over and speak to George and ask him if he loves me and what he wants to do with my money. And I want you to tell me.
I'll wait till Grace comes back.
Ma, go now. Please go, Ma.
Jake.
Go now. Go after. Go when you please. Don't ask me.
And while Rosie tries in every possible way to force the issue at home, Grace is being her own kind of ambassador with George. They're talking about what concerns the Goldbergs, but the big sister attitude of Grace has been dropped somewhere on the way over. And the two who face each other are not quite what Molly and Jake think they are.
Here comes Mrs. Goldberg. Does she see us?
No, she's going into Marsh's.
Get your hands off me.
Grace, why can't you see this thing my way?
Because you're balling everything up and spoiling everything.
I don't want you to spoil everything, Grace. I want that kid of ours to be proud of me and proud of you. All right, all right. We've been a couple of heels up to now. We knew all the reasons why it was all right to take and want what the other fellow had. It's been easy pickings. We've both been a couple of smart crooks, but...
But what? We haven't got a nickel. What are you going to give the kid?
Well, I can work, can't I?
Can you?
Why not?
Because you never did.
Well, I will now. I've got something to work for. And just now, when everything is coming to a head, we can spoil the whole future if we get caught. I don't want this kind of life for us anymore, Grace.
All right. Let this be the last job we do.
Nothing doing, Grace.
Why? You think if you quit now, it'll make you pure and virtuous?
We quit now or...
Or what? You wouldn't dare tell her.
How do you know?
Because you know what'll happen to you.
And you, too.
You wouldn't want the baby to be born in a prison, would you?
Grace...
What kind of a life will we have if we don't go through with this? What have we got? Nothing. Nothing at all.
We don't need anything but each other for the kind of life I want to
lead. Oh, now you're being a kid. People don't like us. Get the breaks. We have to make them, and we're making a good break for us now. If we get our hands on that money, we're all set. We can get the things we need to start off right.
You mean start off wrong? It's all wrong, Grace.
Don't tell me you're getting soft-hearted.
No, I'm getting hard-headed. I'm beginning to see that the easy way is the hardest way after all. It's the way that makes you pay the most for the least. If we're caught, Grace, we're finished, through, all washed up. Living from hand to mouth never does that to you. You always have hope. You can always do something to help yourself. But if we're caught now, there'll be nothing to hope for. There'll be nothing we can do to help ourselves. You've got to see that.
I won't quit now. I won't. No matter what, I won't.
Oh. Mrs. Goldberg!
George! George!
Mrs. Goldberg!
Grace? Grace, I was looking for you in the house, and by Marsh I was looking for you. Grace, dear, you look very fatigued. You look very tired.
Yes. Why don't you go home?
Yes, darling. Go, Grace. I want to talk to George, private and personal. Go, darling. Lie down a little bit and take something. Go, darling. Be very careful. Go the short way. Go across the short way, darling. George, you called me on the telephone. You said you wanted to speak to me. I suppose my daughter-in-law Grace told you how we feel. George, you're a man already in the years. Rosalie's a child. All right, she likes you. She thinks she likes you. I'm sure this is all foolishness to you. I mean, all things taken into consideration. She's still a, how shall I say it? She's a child in her teens. And she's not even out in the high school yet, George. All right, you tootled for her with a horn, and you took her to school in the milk truck, and she went to the movies with you. And of course, this is Lastonbury. Lastonbury is not like New York City. I mean, it's a little town, and how many boys does a girl like Rosalie see? And excuse me, you're very handsome, and so she likes you. She thinks she likes you, but I'm sure it's all foolishness to you, George. All things taken into consideration, and I know Rosalie does a mama not know her own child? She'll get over it. These things happen. And if it wasn't for my daughter-in-law, Grace, who is in a crisis, and she's also in a condition. And you know, George, my family's in the army now, so we feel we feel a double responsibility. My family was home. He would take care of his wife. Now I have to be a mother-in-law. I have to be a husband, Mr. Goldberg and me. So we promised to help Grace, help her sister. Her sister is in a critical crisis. And the money that Mr. Goldberg and myself, from pennies to pennies and dollars when we had it over many years, we put it in an insurance policy. We saved it for Rosalie for college because I like education. We thought she would go to college. When Rosalie promised she would give it to Grace, now Rosalie wants to keep it. She says, for herself and for you. I think, George, if you tell Rosalie that this is all foolishness, childish foolishness, and tell her to give her money to Grace, she will. George, you heard me? You heard well what I said?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard.
Well, will you tell her?
Yes.
What will you tell her?
I'll tell her to keep her money. That's what I want her to do. Keep it.
So, two great surprises. One about Grace's child. The other for Molly, who can't understand that George's advice is based on a desire to help Rosie and is not selfishness. Yet Jake and Molly will take it to mean just the opposite. You know, Molly Goldberg is a wonderful mother, isn't she? Always so patient. And believe me, it takes plenty of patience to handle young folks. Take Daisy Dozen, for instance. What a girl. Why, she asked me...
Do you believe in fate?
Well, why, Daisy?
Well, Ma sent me over to the new neighbors with some does.
Uh-huh.
And there he was, my dream man. Tall, dark, and a senior in high school. It was does and fate that brought us together.
Well, Daisy, lots of ladies thank the fates that brought them and does together. You see, this new kind of soap does everything in the wash. Overalls, towels, to pretty rayon undies. Why, Does is the only leading granulated wash day soap that gives longer life to the colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Even in the toughest wash, does everything. And remember, Does, like all soaps, contains vitally needed war materials. So don't waste Does. Always measure it carefully into your machine. See to it every bit of Does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Jake explodes, and a real sense of danger sweeps over the Goldberg house. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble and saying, do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.